back on Afternoon Drive. Lot to get to here, guys. A lot of ins, a lot of outs. I got to talk about LeBron.
In more ways than one.
And Bronny returning to Cleveland as well.
Oh,
but
wait, that was an off-air conversation.
Nobody heard that. You can now go beyond 6 to 10 a.m. with Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima on Tuesday and Thursdays with their emerging podcast scene. Listen live on the 92.3 The Fan Extra channel on the free Odyssey app and 92.3thefan.com, presented by Extend Technologies, or check out every single archived episode. So as we kind of get into today's show here, I heard you were making some accusations last night about your boy Nicky Dubs.
I was, yeah. So
I think you're fat profiling over there, and we're going to bring it to the air right now.
Well, it was more so I was trying to go down the list of the people that it could possibly be who did this thing that I'm about to share.
Okay.
There was only two people.
This sounds like I'm about to be like arrested here.
Yeah,
can you be more specific?
You're actually the person who tried to grab the ball to Mookie Betts' glove. No.
Yeah.
So basically,
I'm a New York fan. Hey.
I got to the station last night to host Overtime with Jonathan Peterlin in place of Jonathan Peterlin, who was obviously on with Nick. And I noticed when I walked in that there was a package of peeps shaped like pumpkins that were sitting on like the little table in the lobby area when we walk in.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear that it was completely sealed when I got here. Because
I
always look at the table, because sometimes people leave food and you're like, oh, I might want to try that. And I saw peeps and I was like, I'm good. So I kept walking. I think maybe like first break of the show or second break of the show, I go to get water, which is also in the same area. And now I notice that the package is open. And so I start getting a little skeptical, like, okay, who's the culprit that ate the peep?
Mm-hmm.
Because peeps are a very taboo thing, as we know. And so I asked Michael Bohm.
Hey, you into peeps? No, why would you ask me?
No, so Michael Bohm said, no, but I am going to eat one. And I was like, oh, okay, Bohm. All right, well, we know it wasn't you yet. I asked Mackenzie, who was on the updates, and she said, never in my life would I eat a peep.
Mm-hmm.
Something along those lines. Some variation
of
that.
She is about 83 pounds, so that makes sense.
That's true. And then I texted Jax, and I said, Jax, did you eat the peep? And hold on, let me see if I can find his exact response here. Jax says to me, I wouldn't touch a peep with a hazmat suit on.
Uh-huh. Which makes sense, because Jax is about 85 pounds.
So that basically limited to, I was like, all right, it was either Kayla, but I didn't think it was Kayla. JP,
yeah. You never start with the females on staff when it comes to eating food, by the way.
JP doesn't strike me as somebody that would ever eat a peep, ever.
Okay, what about him?
JP doesn't strike me as a peep guy. Like, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Just the way he carries himself.
So I strike you as a peep guy is what you're saying.
I just thought that maybe it was you.
Yeah, why?
Because
what specifically
that was the
about
only
me.
Person I had left.
What, you know there are other people that work at this station.
But there was only so many people between when I got here and when I went back there to get water that could have eaten the peep and opened the package.
We literally have three other Afternoon Drive hosts. Paula, Glenn, and my buddy down the hall, who now I'm blanking on. You're making me sound like an a-hole on air. Kelly, thank you very much. But no, like you could have gone anywhere, and you started with a fact.
They were all here at 7 o'clock when you were walking out, though?
Other than my potential for diabetes, why do I look like a man who likes peeps?
Because I just thought maybe you were the culprit. I don't know.
So it's their fact. That's just own it.
I mean, I'm not going to be mean about it. I just thought maybe you'd eat the peep.
I think the insinuation is the meanest part, calling me fat.
I don't think that you don't discriminate much when it comes to your sweets, I would assume, is the way that I viewed it.
Because I'm fat. your word salad is more offensive than just calling me a fat ass. You don't look like you discriminate between like things that are edible and things that aren't edible. Like, you realize how much worse that is than just, no, I saw candy missing and I thought, yeah, fat guy, he's the first one to do it.
I didn't just go to you. I literally thought, I went through the list of people that it could possibly be. I started with Bohm. I started with Mackenzie because they were in my vicinity. And then I was like, all right, who else was on that show? I thought Jax. I was like, I don't know that it was Kayla, maybe JP or Nick, or between the two.
And you shot all of them down until you got to me.
You shot me as one of the peep guys. So did you eat the peep or not?
I absolutely didn't. I cannot stand peeps except glaucoma season and Easter. I don't understand Halloween peeps. I don't, Like, that just seems like a stretch to me.
It's just them getting in on the same gimmick that, like, all the other candy products. Like, Snickers has a pumpkin-shaped Snickers now.
Now, walk yourself back on that. That's some good eats.
I don't hate Snickers. Snickers are great. I'm not trying to disparage Snickers.
But I was just going to say, like, put some respect on the chocolate name there, okay? Like, Reese's pumpkins, oh, my God.
By the way, Reese's shapes taste different than the regular Reese's.
They do. They taste better.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. Like, they have a different flavor to them, and it's better than the regular.
I'm beginning to realize why maybe you profiled me. Ross Tucker next on Odyssey. 92.3 The Fan.